Hello?
Yes, this is Summer calling back from Exceedance. We got disconnected.
Yeah, we just got disconnected. So I was telling you, I had a collision on the right rear of my vehicle because he pushed the car. We went basically over to the edge of the road. So I had the damage on the back, and also on the light of the, because there's one light on the rear, and also a little bit on the front of the side that hit the guard to the street. That would be the left front.
Okay. And you are considered the owner on the vehicle?
I am the owner, yes.
Okay. Were there any passengers with you?
Yes.
How many passengers?
One.
Were you hurt in the incident?
No.
You said no?
No, I was not.
Okay. I don't think I got a phone number for you. What's a good phone number for you? Will it be the number that I had to dial?
Yeah, that's
to
it.
Call you back? 347-613-3976. Okay. Is this a mobile phone number?
Yes, it's a cell phone.
Okay. Do we have permission to text you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what is the name of your passenger?
That's my father.
Your father, okay.
Yeah.
What is the name?
His name is Washington. And we have the same last name.
Okay. Do you have a good home address and phone number for him?
Same address, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any information on the third vehicle that was involved?
The other vehicle? Let me see. The other vehicle that was involved. I think I have a picture. I might have the, plate number. I know it was a Honda Accord, but from what I remember. Yeah, I think I can give you the plate for the.
And that was a Honda Accord.
From what I. Let me see. Yeah. I know it's a Honda. I think it was an Accord from what I remember that day, but I can give you the plate. You can find that information.
Okay.
He's got a Connecticut license plate. And the number is A as in Apple, H as in Hector, 39650.
All right. And do you have the name of the owner of the vehicle?
I don't think I have his full name. I might be able to give you a phone number, but let me see. I can give you a phone number. That's the best I can do.
Okay, that's fine.
Number is 203 887 3537.
And do you know of the damages that's on that vehicle?
The damages. Let me see from the picture I have. I don't think you can see exactly. Oh, yeah, they had it on the driver's side, on the front, they have a huge dent because that was the initial collision. And, yeah, they had it. And I actually, one thing that I do remember is that the car he collided so hard, both with his vehicle and mine, that he could not drive it anymore.
Okay.
They couldn't drive it off the place. So it was pretty bad. And on the passenger, on the left side, on the front, I actually have a picture of their damages. Pretty deep dent.
Okay.
So we were by the side of the, we were on the, we, we basically came to the edge of the highway, to the shoulder. There wasn't much of a shoulder. So we came all the way to that side. That's where we were able to get all the information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you did say you didn't know the name of the driver. That's correct. You just know the
phone number. Of the Honda Accord, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the case number for the police report?
I don't have right now. No, I don't have anything particular right now.
Okay. And were there any
police
witnesses?
Didn't actually... They never actually showed up, but I think that they went to the precinct, which was around the corner, to open the report number.
Okay.
I think they sent me something, but I don't know. You asked me about witnesses?
Yes. Were there any witnesses who saw the incident that came forth?
Well, as far as the three people that were in the other victim's car, and other than my father, I think there were just the regular traffic that was passing by and no one else.
Okay. All righty, sir. Well, I do have the claim submitted.
Okay.
I can give you the claim number and the adjuster that will be helping with the rest of the process.
You said you're going to give me the claim number right now?
Yes, as well as the adjuster's contact information who will be helping you with the rest of the process. for the claim.
Okay, one second. Let me get this. All right. Give me that information. I'm ready.
All right. The claim number is going to be X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie, O is in Oscar, R is in Romeo, C is in Charlie, A is in Alpha, 24047 96.
Okay, let me read it to you again, okay?
Okay.
X C O R C A 2404796?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and then the adjuster's name, first name is Laura L A U R A.
Okay.
Last name is Irizarry. I R I Z as in zebra, A R R Y.
Can you repeat that part of the last name? I got I R I
Z A R R Y.
Okay. I R I Z A R R Y.
Yes. The phone number for Laura is 256-600-9390.
Okay.
And the email is laura.irizarry at the letter X is in X-ray, the word claims, dot claims.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, so that would be Laura, that's her last name. No, her last name is I as in India, R as in Robert, I as in India, Z as in zebra?
Yes.
Yes? So Z
yes,
as in zebra,
correct.
A as in apple, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, and Y, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's the name dot last name at... Okay, it was
X
at
as
what?
In X-ray, the word claims, C-L-A-I-M-S,
okay.
Dot claims, C-L-A-I-M-S.
So X claims dot claims?
Yes.
Okay, but so Laura dot Irizarry. At xclaims.claims, you said?
Yes, that's correct.
That's really weird. So it doesn't end in com or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Alrighty. If she is available, would you like to speak with the adjuster at this time?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Give me one second. Let me make sure she's available.